Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You like this?
You know, the first concert I ever went to was Black Sabbath.
Oh, wow. I would have been too scared. I was such a pussy as a kid.
I'm scared of what?
Devil.
The Mob Rules.
No, dude.
Was it Dio days?
It was Dio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The kids who listened to this kind of music when I was a kid were all the rockers. They were all the bad kids.
I had different factions of friends.
Yeah, me too, but I didn't mix with these people very well. I was like a little nerd. And I wasn't really a nerd. Nerds are smart. I was just like a little, I want to say the word, but I can't say it.
Finooch?
Yeah, I was like a little faggy kid. I'm being honest. I'm talking about myself, so I can say it, I guess.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, because, I had no confidence. I was a little fat kid, you know what I mean? Charlie dressed bad. We were real poor. And the rocker chicks were the hot ones, you know, hanging out with all the rocker dudes. And
I don't know a lot of 16-year-old kids in general that had confidence.
Oh, I'm talking about like 11 years old, but yeah, 16 I was pretty solid.
You were confident at 16? Really?
Once I got into high school, I was like, I got this.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't the most popular kid by any means, but I mixed in with all the groups, you know.
I was not.
You were not confident?
No.
No, I mean, like, not when it came to chicks. Like, I could roll it and try, but I didn't have much success.
Well, I was trying.
Ian, you have any older brothers or no?
I grew up an only child, but I have a half brother. Oh, okay. I have a half brother.
See, I had three older brothers, so that helped me out a lot.
Oh, like, sure.
Music, girls, all that different stuff. I kind of learned
all that. I had no brothers, and I had no father at the time. Like, my dad wasn't around, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
Yeah, so I had nothing to be cool. I was looking at my mother, who was, you know, was cool, but not that cool. You don't want to look like your mom, you know what I'm saying?
No.
And I was wearing mom jeans.
Yeah.
And
your mom's dressing you.
Yeah, it was not good.
I used to cry. My mother would buy me shoes.
Yeah,
and I would cry because I knew when I go to school, the people are going to mock me. They're just bad shoes. They're bad shoes.
To this day, okay. When I was a sophomore in high school, I had Walmart sneakers with the Velcro over there.
Yeah,
and I didn't know the difference at the time. Like, I didn't know. And then this kid Lee. He was in my class. He was a year younger than me. No, he was my... Anyway, he's in my class. He looks down and he goes, I go, what? He's like, you got Walmart shoes on? And I went, he goes, you got Walmart sneakers on? Fast forward, 50. Now I'm 50. Yeah. That was 15, 13, whatever it was. We go to a high school reunion, and this kid Lee's there. And he comes up to me and he says hi, and I go, you didn't even graduate with us.
Right.
But it was my first words. I'm like, why are you here? You didn't graduate with this class. You left the school after the second year. I'm like, why are you here? I'm still mad at him for laughing at my sneakers when I get.
Did you look at his shoes whenever you were there?
He did fine. But then now one of my friends is like, hey, we're getting together. We're going to dinner. I'm like, who's going? And he's like, this isn't Lee. I go, why is Lee going? Why? He's not part of our class. Why is he going? I'm like, he goes, I don't know. He just showed up to the reunion. So now he's in there. I go, no, he's not. I'm not going if he goes.
You're definitely anti-Lee.
Definitely anti-Lee, and also feel like he should not have made fun of my shoes.
Now, I remember my mother buying me the Pro Sonics from Sears, and she goes, look at their velvet, and she thought it was beautiful, right? She goes, they're velvet, the kids are going to like them, and I looked at them, I was like, so I put them on, and they looked terrible, so I went out and played football that day, foot ripped out the side of the first day, right? So I bring them home, and I'm like, Mom, she looks at me, she goes, oh, man. And she takes them and she duct tapes them.
Oh, no.
And she gives them back.
They're fine.
She goes, it'll be okay. It's a sad, sad existence.
I also got hit one time with I wore nice dress shoes to school one time. And they had a tiny little metal thing in the corner that said initials on it. And nobody ever said anything until one kid, probably Lee, I don't remember, pointed out that those were BK. I had British Knights, which doesn't sound like a big deal. But at the time, British Knights were all only black guys could wear them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had all black guys on the commercials. They're like, British Knights.
Your people didn't about wearing, they weren't about that.
Not only didn't for that reason, okay. But also because, like, What? How you don't fit into that? Yeah. You don't like the black kids would be like, yeah. You can't wear British Knights.
No, I hate Lee.
Yeah, right?
I hate him.
Lee, let's go beat up Lee.
Let's do it.
I would kill that kid if we could. Yeah. I still have that anger, and like there are some people that tried to add me on Facebook from high school, and I go, oh God, no, I didn't. You were such a dick in high school. I don't want to be your friend now. Like, because people are like, oh God, remember when we were kids, we did such dumb things. I'm like, yeah, I remember every single one of them.
So I was a black kid walking around with the Black Sabbath shirt, so I fit in with
kind of cool, though.
Well, it's cool for the white kids, and ain't that cool for the brothers.
That's true.
The brothers were like, why are you wearing that shirt? I go, because I listen to the music and I like it. So I remember the cats that used to dog me out. So now I'm at the bar, and they'll be like, hey, man, I used to be your fan back, and I know you in the league. And I said, bro, I remember you, bro. Mm-hmm. That wasn't it. I said, I'll sign it, but I know who you are. And I will not buy you a drink.
I will give myself credit. Early Beastie Boys fan. Like hated Fight for Your Right to Party, but loved everything else. Yeah, I remember. And I only because I went skiing with my cousin Mark when we were kids. And he was just loving it and screaming it from the ski lift. And we were going up. And I'm like, what is this you're singing? We went back to his house and listened to it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this, man, the Beastie Boy. And then all of a sudden, before high school, before it was really the thing, you know what I mean?
I think that repelled me from the Beastie Boys initially. Because I'm looking
at Five, you're right.
I'm hip-hop to death. It's all I did was hip-hop for a while. So then I look and I see a lot of Caucasian people are liking Beastie Boys. I'm like, yo, whoa, like y'all wasn't with us.
Yeah.
So it's like, and Fight for Your Right to Party is a terrible song.
Terrible song.
Terrible. So I was like, I don't like that stuff. So then later on, I went back and investigated Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Very musical.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very musical.
Was it Paul's Boutique came out?
Yeah.
The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Second. So I was into that.
Yeah,
I
like
Paul's Boutique a lot.
But see, the problem was is that when the first one came out, MTV had the Fight for Your Right video.
Sure.
And that's all anybody ever listened to.
Yeah.
Not Mark. Mark, my cousin Mark, was like, no, you got to listen to Paul Revere. You got to listen to all that. So when we listened to those songs, we're into them. But then nobody else was. So that album kind of fell off, and I'm running around listening to it all the time, and nobody else is liking it because they all want Fight for Your Right.
Mm.
And then Paul's Boutique drops, and Paul's Boutique, everybody hated when it came out. Because it had I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I would walk around and listen to Paul's Boutique on my Sony Discman.
Although I did like that Fight for Your Right had Kerry King from Slayer play the solo.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all
Def Jam.
Def Jam stuff, you know.
That's my guy, Kerry King. The first three times I met him, he mean mugged me.
Oh yeah,
well
he's just a mean mug.
No, he just mean, but like I met him. After I meet you three times, smile a little bit.
Yeah,
and about the fifth time, he gave me a smile.
Like
we were okay.
Because he was still like, I don't know, is he really?
I know. Four time takes five, at least five.
Have you heard his new stuff, Kerry King's new stuff?
Not.
Oh, it is great.
Well, I bet it is.
It has the singer from Death Angel. Yeah, it's really good. He's going to be playing down in Rockville coming up here in a couple weeks.
Too scary.
Oh, so good.
I love fear.
My mother took me to the church. The church had a guy come in, and he was playing records that had backward masking on it.
Yeah.
That scared the piss out of me when I was a kid. Because this guy had me take my Prince posters down. I was like, everyone's a devil.
Prince posters? What did Prince do?
Prince had a line in a song that said, I'm your Messiah, for I would die for you. It said, I'm your Messiah and yours your wife. Prince is claiming he's the Messiah.
What music doesn't have something funky? Seriously.
Look at me now. I let my kids listen to whatever they want. My son's going out and watching underground rap.
You shouldn't stop.
The backwards masking thing, you know, has been around forever. People saying that stuff. But one of the funniest cases was Judas Priest, where the two guys, you know, shooting each other and doing all that stuff. But they play it, and he says, so here, listen, it says shoot, shoot, shoot. And then they had Rob Halford on the stand, and he goes, why would we want our fans to shoot themselves? He goes, that doesn't make any sense at all. He goes, we're trying to make money. We want as many fans as we can have.
Stairway to Heaven had a lot of stuff backwards in there. That was all coincidental.
Mm, sure.
But you listen to it, and then they play it forward, and they play it backward, and they play it forward and backward, and you're like, oh, boy. And then there was, what else? Of course, the Beatles stuff that was
Paul
meant to be put in there. And then they're trying to tell you that Paul McCartney's dead, and you're like, what is going on? I was afraid to listen to any music.
Yeah, I remember my mother used to listen to Nat King Cole and stuff like that. And you know, I'm listening to the Ghetto Boys downstairs. She's listening. One day, I didn't know she was there, and she cried.
Ghetto Boys.
She goes, why would you listen to this?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have an answer.
I listened to at the time, because everybody was listening to it and you weren't supposed to, was Two Live Crew.
Of course.
Because I felt it was so funny. It was just such funny, dumb lyrics.
It's rebellious.
My mom was so completely different. We used to practice down in the basement, our band and stuff. We'd play like Metallica, No Remorse, and then the door would open and she'd go, "Ooh, I like that one."
You want some cookies, boys? Yeah.
That's funny.
My son went to see some rap guy in Orlando this weekend that I have no idea who he was, and you know, I started to question my parenting skills, not because I let him go and drive to Orlando and all that stuff, and I just assumed he was going to this big venue. It was a small club, and I'm like, he had a ball, and
what's
going
to happen though? Listen, I grew with my kids. I remember at the beginning, hearing cursing songs and going,
"Oh, I don't care about that."
At first, and after a while, I'm thinking, that really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because listen to what we listen to. And, you know, my kids didn't curse in front of me when they were young. They weren't allowed to.
Right.
Now they will. They're older. But listen, my son that came along in the cruise, Marcus, everybody's like, "Marcus is a nice little boy. He's a nice boy." I didn't give him a choice.
Yeah.
There was no choice in it. You know, when I've seen your kids, your youngest, Juliana, I haven't got a feel for her because she mean mugs me a little bit too,
100%.
Yeah, she definitely mean mugs me. Yeah. But Joey, I've been around a little bit. He's a good kid.
Oh, yeah, he's a good kid.
All we should want as a parent is for you, somebody to say, "Your kid's a good kid."
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. I was thinking about it. I started thinking, man, am I not thinking this out right that I'm letting him go? And then I thought, concerts that me and Moose went to when we were his age, and
he's growing, brother.
Yeah, he's doing his own thing.
Come on, man. Get him ready.
I was more proud of him when he came back that he went and did all this on his own. He drove all the way out there. I mean, I had to pay for the tickets, but all that stuff on his own. Mm-hmm. Drove out there, went to the show, was on stage, did all this crazy stuff, came back, and all those memories that he'll have that he made on his own. You know,
I've never held my kids' hand at any time.
Yeah,
I've really let them just do their thing. You have to guide them a little bit, but they're going to have to make mistakes now. They have to make some mistakes. They have to.
Yeah, they got to learn. That's the way for it to happen.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm glad that I'm not dragged to any of his concerts like I am with Juliana, because that thing really hurt me on a bunch of different levels on Friday. Mm-hmm. The kid was good, and he was really good, but his name is Benson Boone.
Okay.
He's going to be a name. He's going to be super talented, you know, but I don't want to stand for an hour and a half to watch anybody.
No. Again. Mm. Standing's tougher as you get older. I don't like to stand. I thought about you a couple times last weekend.
Really?
I was not. Thank you for asking. One time I had a cast iron pan in my hand with salmon that I cooked from the Big Green Egg.
Right.
And I had it in my golf cart. Okay, that you helped me get from
good guys golf cart.
And I'm getting out of my cart with the cast iron skillet and the salmon in it, and my flip flop catches. And I start to go down.
Save the salmon.
I start to go down, and I don't know how I got it done. I did a matrix move, but I kind of braced myself and caught the salmon. And I looked up and I pulled it around and I looked around to see if anybody was looking. And I go, nobody saw that and there's no cameras. So I'm thinking, like, I wish Mike Calta could see that.
Yeah.
That's the first time I thought about you.
Yeah.
The second time was when I was playing Madden in a rocking chair and I got up and my pocket got caught. And I twisted my knee trying to get out the rocking chair. And now my knee is tweaked.
From getting out of a rocking chair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because my pant pocket got caught. So so there's two different sides of me.
Yeah.
My athletic side and then my old ass Ian side. I get hurt by just turning my neck too fast.
It's sad though that people are associating me with those injuries now.
Anytime somebody falls from now on,
it's a Mike Calta.
They're gonna think of you.
Yeah. That's
every
fine.
Time. That's fine. That's good.
I'll tell you, it was your brother, right? Tim that said it. He was like, "I know Mike doesn't care, but it's got to be a little embarrassing."
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's 100% embarrassing. There's no. I watched it the other day, and I was like, "Oh Jesus, you like a whale flopped out of the water and onto the land." It's ridiculous, but yeah, there's no way you don't share that with people.
I showed Tony Mayberry. I didn't show a lot of people, but I showed Tony Mayberry. I said, "Here, your name came up," and I go, "Did you see his fall?" And Tony doesn't do any social media, so I showed it to him, and he just went, "Oh man."
He didn't even it's not even a big he was like, "Oh."
It was like that you said a baseball player did about the same, like, "Oh man."
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Hard. It's hard to fall gracefully. It's hard.
I was somewhere and I I said something, and I was like, well, I fell. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, we saw it. We saw it. I was like, oh. Yeah, judging by the metrics, everybody is.
You could have eaten that. You could have eaten it.
It was Foley. Foley saw it.
Foley. We had him on
the didn't have to show anybody.
No.
You didn't have to.
No, Ian, I'm telling you right now, when you can watch the video, and you'll see me fall, and then you'll see me lay down for a second, because the lay down is me going, that's on video. That's 100%. I know that camera so well. I'm like, that's on video. I'm going to have to go in there and tell everybody. I didn't even bother to dust myself off. I just got up and walked in here.
Covered hilarious. In dirt, leaves.
Yeah.
It's funny because you can see things going through your mind as you're falling.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're laying there, I could kind of hear you thinking. You got up and you're like, man.
Yeah.
And you turned around. This is going to be bad and good.
Been defeated.
Yeah.
I don't know what the good is. What's the good?
The views, the clicks.
Well, they ain't doing nothing for me. I mean, I'm not making money off
eventually.
Of it. I thought that the other day. I go, why did I share this? It didn't do anything for me. I wasn't like somebody was writing me a check at the end of it. I just sat there like a fat fish out of water.
You're an entertainer. Okay, if you're an entertainer, you have to be able to laugh at yourself.
The truth is, first of all, I always laugh at myself. But second of all, I felt like out of all the people I've laughed at in my lives, I owe that. It's my turn to be laughed at. I was
Moose inspired you.
Moose did. Yeah. Moose fell, cried about it on his way down, and still shared it with us.
Correct.
Voluntarily. Nobody caught him. He called us up and said, I got something for you.
It's an entertainer.
Galvin came up with a great idea, and I think it would probably be, I don't know who would do it. If only I knew somebody who did video. Ring Doorbell has a commercial out where they're celebrating all the things that have happened on Ring. Like the little kid comes up and says, "Do you want to come over for lunch?" To the old lady, and the other one, a bunch of people, "Happy birthday!" You know,
there's a tree fall. Like a guy gets up out of his chair and tree falls right next to him. Right. Or it doesn't.
They should mix me falling into that Ring Doorbell commercial.
Right. Yeah. There's actually a community that on Instagram they do like a Ring reality show where it just shows like because there's like four different houses and all the neighbors and they all like work out in one's garage and then they barbecue together and it's all through the Ring. Camera. It's actually pretty, I want to say it's called like the Berg or the Bergs or something like that. It's in Texas.
Oh, I need a burger right now. Is that what you said?
No.
Borgs
or something like that.
The funny thing is that one person on TikTok said fake and I went fake.
No way.
If ever there was a real video, you can tell that one's real.
Well, I mean,
and if you think I'm falling
as
for anybody,
as a big man,
yeah,
we can't fake falls.
Yeah. No,
we cannot.
No
fake way.
Falls are real falls.
Yeah, that's a real a big man. We don't like Pap falls and doesn't make a sound.
Right,
probably.
Like
true.
We fall, like we're burrowing into the ground. Like I'm a big man. I, when I fall, it's not pretty.
But I am the only thing that I walked away from injury wise. That is my knee and my calf on my right leg are sore and bruised up, and every time my daughter brushes by me, I want to punch her in the chest. I'm like, it's hurt, and she goes, I don't see any bruises. I go, yeah, they're inside. Yeah, leave me alone.
She doesn't care.
She's a horrible person. I don't know where we went wrong with that kid. From the start, she's been a terrible person.
From what I've heard, you really molded her to be you.
I think I did.
I mean,
I let her be her, and her would be me.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Turned out okay.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Ian Beckles is here hanging out with us. If you want to get through, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. And before we get out of here, less than a half hour, an opportunity for you to win another $1,000 at the Bone Bonus. It's the Mike Caldas Show. This is 1025 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Caldas Show. Now, a Bone Traffic Update from